thinking, I'm living in the moment that Lao Tzu calls the ultimate unity with heaven. My level of excellence soars regardless of the outcome on the scoreboard. This is what Lao Tzu recommends to you from his 2,500-year-old perspective. First, declare that you're not going to fight. Don't fight colds, illnesses, or even serious afflictions. Don't fight with family members or against political opinions. Don't fight addictions. And most important, don't fight yourself. Instead, make the shift to living by cooperating. If you have cancer or arthritis cells in your body, talk to them from that perspective. If you insist on living in my body, I wish to live in harmony, peace, and total health with you. Otherwise, I invite you to take up residence elsewhere. This may sound strange, but it puts you back in harmony with the Tao, which isn't violent, hateful, or angry. Also, when it comes to your children and other family members, see yourself as their ally, daily practicing the virtue of non-contending. And second, practice seeing yourself in everyone else. If someone you love is hurting, you experience their pain. Therefore, whenever you say or do something that's harmful to someone you love, you're doing something to harm yourself. Extend this awareness to all of humanity. After all, you share the same originating spirit, or Tao, with every living being in the universe. When you see your own spirit in a cooperative embrace with all others, you'll know what Lao Tzu means by the ultimate unity with heaven. Here are some marvelous words from Pablo Casals that express this thought. Quote, when will we teach our children what they are? We should say to each of them, do you know what you are? You are a marvel. You are unique. In all the years that have passed, there has never been another child like you. Your legs, your arms, your cunning fingers, the way you move. You may become a Shakespeare, a Michelangelo, a Beethoven. You have the capacity for anything. Yes, you are a marvel. And when you grow up, can you then harm another who is like you, a marvel? Unquote. Do the Tao now. Affirm that you'll think of your opponent as an extension of yourself in your next competitive encounter. Vow to mentally send that person love, surround him or her in light, and pray that he or she will perform at their highest level. Then note how your own performance improves and carries you to a new level of excellence. The 69th verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, there is a saying among soldiers, I dare not make the first move, but would rather play the guest. I dare not advance an inch, but would rather withdraw a foot. This is called going forward without advancing, pushing back without using weapons. There is no greater misfortune than feeling I have an enemy, for when I and enemy exist together, there is no room left for my treasure. Thus, when two opponents meet, the one without an enemy will surely triumph. When armies are evenly matched, the one with compassion wins. Unquote. Living without enemies. Imagine a world with a common heritage that bonded all beings on the planet. A world that didn't know the word enemy, where everyone happily agreed that we're all one people, originating from the same source of non-being. Picture a world that understood that harming anyone would be analogous to harming oneself. Unfortunately, while there's never been such a state of affairs among humans during the entire written history of civilization, this is the vision of Lao Tzu in the 69th verse of the Tao Te Ching, and it's my vision for what's possible when we work at being Tao-centered people with Tao-centered leadership. This grand vision begins right here, right now, with you. Remove the concept of enemy from your life and model this behavior for those around you. Ultimately, the ripple effect will move everyone around the globe toward an enemy-less world. Recently, a deranged man armed with guns and ammunition barricaded himself in an Amish schoolhouse in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where he proceeded to murder several girls. As the peaceful, Tao-centered Christian members of this close-knit community grieved over their unspeakably horrific losses, they invited the family of the killer to mourn with them at the mass funeral and prayed for the killer as well. As the Amish leader said, quote, we have no enemies, we are all God's children, and forgiveness is at the very core of our Christian faith. If we can't forgive those who are lost and would do harm to us, then our faith would be meaningless, unquote. These beautiful words are so similar in feeling to what Lao Tzu wrote in this verse. There is no greater misfortune than feeling, I have an enemy, and when two opponents meet, the one without an enemy will surely triumph. So how can you have an opponent without an enemy? In her illuminating book, The Tao of Inner Peace, Diane Dreher offers a response to that question. Keep this in mind as you apply the 69th verse of the Tao Te Ching into your own life. Quote, the old perception of conflict as combat only narrows our vision. It limits our choices. It pulls us into endless struggles between competing polarities, unquote. She then adds, quote, making enemies gives away our power, keeps us from taking responsibility for our lives. Instead of resolving conflict, we focus our attention on fearing, hating, and lashing out at perceived enemies, unquote. The lesson from Diane's brilliant book, as well as this verse of the Tao Te Ching and the statement of the Amish community leader, is that conflict doesn't have to mean combat. In other words, someone with a contrary point of view doesn't have to be the enemy. Imagine if every general took these words of the Tao Te Ching to heart and practiced them. I dare not make the first move. There's no way war could exist. Lao Tzu advised that if war ever does become inevitable, one should practice defense rather than offense. One should never initiate hostilities, but recognize in the heat of battle that the battle itself is something to grieve about. With no concept of enemy and a heart that's filled with compassion, one stays harmonized with the Tao. The presence of combat, whether verbal or physical, is an indication that contact with the Tao has been lost. There should be no celebration, and every war and battleground conflict should be treated as a funeral with compassion ruling the day. As I sit here contemplating the visage of Lao Tzu, he seems to say that a world free from foes isn't as impossible as you may believe. This is how you can put this wisdom to work for you now. First, refuse to think of anyone as your adversary. Reread the most important line in this verse. When I and enemy exist together, there's no room left for my treasure. Your treasure is your peace of mind and your Tao connection, so your competitors in business, your opponents in an athletic match, and the members of a competing political party are not your foes, and those people whom a government declares are your enemies are most assuredly not. Affirm, I have no enemies. There are people with whom I have strong disagreements. I may even be required to defend myself and my way of life, but I will not think of them as enemies. Recall Lao Tzu's statement that the